Blog Talk Radio.
The following is a NEC NFL Draft Bible exclusive.
Oh yeah, back once again. You stop, won't stop. It's another edition of the clock. All right. Woo! Love me some around the clock, can't stop, won't stop. Appreciate all the love and support for you tuning in out there. We air every day at noon Eastern time, and if you like sports and technology, then this is the place for you. I am your host, Rick Saratella, pulling the overnight shift here, and a couple things I want to touch base on and talk to you about, but first, some great promo codes we have going on here at the NFLDraftBible.com. And, you know, if you want to try it out and test out our premium content, Draft 2016, that's Draft 2016, will get you the 30-day free trial. If you really like it, we have another great code for the football season, Football 2016, and you will get 50% discount for a lifetime. So quite a code for a limited time only. That's going to be Football 2016, and you can enter that promo code over at the NFLDraftBible.com. Instead of paying $9.99 a month, you'll pay $4.99 a month, and you can unlock the magic. Become a disciple today. Can't stop, won't stop. NFL Draft Bible on the road again. The Lexus Roadshow kicks off starting tomorrow with an exclusive interview, one-on-one with Dan Marino. We will follow that up on the 12th with the coverage at Giants Stadium, MetLife Stadium with the Dolphins and Giants. Then we will hit the road again in the Lexus, heading over to Pittsburgh, then the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton, making another stop in Buffalo. So balls to the wall coverage of the NFL training camps. And I think we have our co-host Dave Schumann on the other line. I'm going to welcome him in right now on the Defiance Fuel Hotline. How are we doing today, Dave?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Good, good. Just, you know, can't stop, won't stop here. You know how we get down, and a couple interesting things I wanted to touch base on. First, the Twitter moment I thought was very interesting. This is something that's been kind of exclusive to certain, you know, big companies where it essentially is a Twitter diary, from my understanding, from some of the things that I've seen. And, you know, you've seen people like Budweiser and, you know, there was a host of a TV show that you were able to kind of track throughout the day, see what it was like to walk through her shoes. But Twitter announcing today, they're going to open up this Twitter moment to everybody, including influencers, partners, brands, all in the coming months to help engage people more on specific topics. And you can get more information on Twitter at Twitter Moments, but your take here on Twitter kind of expanding, you know, taking their platform from just a 145 character to now an entire day's worth of log, almost like a Twitter diary that you can follow people around, which might be something pretty cool and interesting we can do here at NUC Sports Mag.
Yeah, I think, you know, the more we talk about it, the more you see how actually everything is going to live video, live moments, and influencers are everyday people. You know, no longer is it just only celebrities. Yes, they have probably the biggest bandwidth, but it's not the only ones. You can become the influencer if you've got great content, great information. You know, you talked about what we're doing on NFL Draft Bible and NUC Sports Mag. The information that is available to the everyday consumer that can actually then broadcast information. You've talked about this before. Everybody can be a broadcaster now. It's a big mess, but the people that can prove themselves to be differentiators can make a business out of it, can make themselves into media moguls. And I think Twitter trying to do that. Obviously, part of it's to compete with Facebook, and they have to do these things because it's a complete arms race to capture ground right now in the live space. And it's no longer are you confined to your television you know, you can create your own content. Eventually, and we've talked about it, people are going to have to broadcast through their television platforms, people like me and you, because people will be demanding that.
Yeah, you know, and this is where it's going. Instead of just, you know, posting random tweets out about our day at Patriots training camp, we can actually archive the day throughout the day. We collect panoramic pictures. We record little video snippets, and you can then go and build a Twitter moment, and people can say, hey, let me check out what it was like to be at Patriots practice today. And that starts off, you know, we left Miami Mike's at 2 in the morning. We got up to practice about 9 a.m. We did random videos throughout the day. Now we can archive that on Twitter Moments. You can relive the day, find it all in one easy location, which might be a very, very intriguing way of branding content, incorporating sponsors. I think the Lexus Roadshow is going to love that as we continue to grow our live stream video content. But a couple other things I wanted to touch base upon that I saw out there, you know, for those of you who are Mac fans and have the Apple MacBook Pro, you know, as you know, Dave, once you go Mac, you never go back. But, you know, the first major overhaul of the Apple MacBook Pro is due, which is kind of big news in the Apple world and the Mac community because they haven't had an update in 4 years. So this is going to be the biggest overhaul, the first overhaul of the Apple MacBook Pro. And for those of you out there anticipating and waiting for that to launch, I think Apple will be having an event on September the 7th, about a month from now. So, you know, stay tuned for that. Wanted to get that out there as some news and notes for the people. Our friend Troy Rudiger, Dave, is doing great things over at the Starters website, and you know, we mentioned tomorrow we'll be conducting a, speaking of live stream, we'll be conducting a live stream interview with Dan Marino from an undisclosed location in New Jersey. While that's going on, you know, Starters is going to be holding a great chat tomorrow night. I saw at 8 p.m. with Sloan Kelly, who is the senior content director of the PGA Tour. And Starters continues to string together great chats, and you can go one-on-one and ask questions with people who live in this space and are living and breathing the sports and technology world and how it applies to content. So tomorrow, that's Sloan Kelly, 8 p.m. on the Starters chat room. She is a senior content director of PGA Tour. And Dave, I know you've been engaged quite a bit with that Starters community.
Yeah, I've gone in there, and first of all, they have, if you're into sports and technology and startups, you know, that is their 100% focus. The people on there are all interacting on that Slack platform, which basically is a community-based platform, which replaced, you know, you might remember, what was it called, when the Facebook had, there was like a Facebook corporate replica of it. And Slack has now taken over from it, where they were trying to basically allow people to interact in communities. I can't believe I forgot the name of it. But Slack has done that, and they utilize Slack real well to get the conversation moving. It's amazing how some things hit and don't hit, but what they're doing at Starters is they've got almost everybody within that sports tech space involved in it, and you know, it's something that's unbelievable, the reach that they're getting through it. So, you know, I've already connected with a bunch of guys on there talking about sports and technology. You know, for the people that follow the sports tech guys, you know, if you go to our NUC sports platform, all of our stuff is archived up on there. So you can see some of the topics we've covered. But it's an interesting platform. They're you know, basically a connecting group, and I've seen a lot of these groups. I can't figure out how Starters is making money, but I'm sure they'll figure it out soon. But it's a business that is, the sports tech space is growing. I don't know if you saw yesterday, was it the Packers that came out with it? I just saw this article, and I think I posted it in the sports tech guys. But teams are actually bringing in their own divisions for sports and technology analysis. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's going to be standard across all of sports, especially the major sports affiliations. I mean, I think this is something that will be standardized, and it's starting to really gain a lot of momentum out there, and that will be par for the course. Everything is going to be compiled, data-driven, data analysis, and more just making, decision-making based on data as much as possible. So, there still be the human eye and getting a feel for, knowing and seeing what a good player is. But the more that people can use data to determine decisions and make smarter moves, that's just going to be beneficial to everybody down the road, and that just seems to be where the world is going.
There's an article yesterday that came out on Mark Cuban that he utilized virtual reality to correct a kind of vertigo he had within his vision, and I thought that was interesting. So, when we talked about VR for sports, we talked about it from a performance standpoint, but what if stuff like virtual reality can become something that corrects deficiencies within your, I don't even know what you would call it, your neurons or, but within your brain to allow you to perform better. So he's utilized it to take away the headaches and the vertigo and dizziness he got. Because he was going to a doctor for this, and they had these images that corrected his vision. And what he did is he took those images and those videos and put it into his phone as an app. Obviously, Cuban's got different level dollars in order to go and go to see that kind of stuff, but put it into an app and then put it into one of those Oculus headsets. So he could go ahead and basically self-medicate on his situation with vertigo. So that's really interesting because from an athletic standpoint, that kind of opens the possibilities to change your wiring on how you are, not just on the field, but maybe guys that have a tendency to be more jittery on the field or nervous. Or even at the highest level, even at the highest level, some guys are more clutch than others, right? So to help guys to create a more ease approach to playing and help to calm their nerves and to put them in situations that can help them mentally make those mental neuron connections that will help them to play better. Won't that be something that'll be interesting? And completely mind-boggling, right? If you can not just correct your performance from stuff on the field, but to correct some of your deficiencies mentally as a player.
Yeah, and I actually have that on the list of something we can dive into a little bit more tomorrow, because it's funny you mentioned that. Tomorrow I want to touch base with the Olympics going on. I want to touch base. I have a list of how technology has impacted the Olympics and how technology in the Olympics has evolved. And, one of my notes here is in cycling, a lot of virtual reality and augmented reality type of training. So, that's definitely something that's creeping into the sports atmosphere. And tomorrow I have a whole list of different Olympic events and different types of technologies that we can touch base upon. And moving and grooving through the show, we're already flying through this episode. Just a couple other things, one other thing I saw on Starters, Dave, and I don't know if you saw this at all. I'm hoping to maybe somebody out there listening can fill us in with more information, or maybe I'll hop on the Starters website and get more information. But it was a little unclear about how the whole process works, but there's a new app called StatRow, and it's called StatRow App. The mission or the goal is to help fund youth and school sports through game highlights. So you know, I saw people have questions on there. It looked like the founder of the company was responding back to some of the questions that people had. And, you know, it seems like the big question was, you know, in California, for example, where high school football is so big, how do you get people on board with this? The answer was, you know, if you want your high school sports team to be seen, if you're looking to raise additional funding, then this is the app for you. The follow-up question was, well, who is the videographer? How is the video being recorded? And the founder follow-up question was, you know, DM me for more details and we can talk about it. So I'm still uncertain about how that app is going to work and help generate money, but definitely it applies to things that we do and something worth digging into. Maybe we'll touch base more on that tomorrow. And then the other thing I had was Dazn, D-A-Z-N, Dazn, who is marketing themselves as the Netflix of sports. So this is something I actually saw right before we came on the air, and I will do more homework and research on it, but I wanted to throw it out there because I just came across a press release about it, D-A-Z-N, Dazn. They are marketing themselves as the Netflix of sports. So those are the final news and notes from the sports and technology world I had on my end. Any thoughts on those or anything else, Dave, before we kind of wrap things up here?
Yeah, I think with what Netflix is doing, changed the game completely. That basically, you know, you and I could have our own. If we could get the large enough audience, we could produce our own shows, just like Amazon is or Netflix or any other Joe is, and produce your own shows and stream that content, you know, live and out there. And all you need is basically an avenue that they can, a tablet that they can watch that content on, and a means to distribute that content. So I know I got your brain rolling right now because you're probably thinking, how are we going to go ahead and do this right away? But you can actually do that now with the technology that's out there. That's one of the issues that Netflix has going forward from a business standpoint. Those of you who like me watch boring stuff like CNBC and Fox Business News, know that Netflix is struggling with the area of competing and competition, where basically anybody can create their own production studio now. And so I think, you know, all those things are viable. You know, one of the things I'm always skeptical of is, and you probably the same way, is looking at what Netflix does and say, I'm going to do that for sports. And when a business does that, that means they really don't have, they think they have creativity, but there's no creativity there. Because if someone can just say, okay, that's Netflix and I'm just going to do it for sports, what's to stop five or six other organizations from doing that? And that's what's blown up a lot of these, I don't know, what's the name of Tiki Barber's company that was going to get sponsorships for players? Thuzio, I think it was.
Yes. And Thuzio.
And before that, there was Locker Blogger, and then there was, you know, this and that, and then before that, there was Tackle, T-A-K-K-L-E. If your platform copies another platform and doesn't have something unique about it, I think it could be very difficult from a standpoint of competition as soon as those guys decide to get into that marketplace with bigger dollars. Now, I do think, you know, where there's and Chris Latrella, who's the video guy over at Paramus Catholic High School, has done an amazing job. He just hit me up on Facebook Live and said, hey, High School Football Network. Well, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's where groups like us are going towards, is developing certain networks from that standpoint. And it's an arms race to that space. So where there's so much video, your audience is critical, and you've got to be in there capturing your audience all the time. That's going to be the key in order to winning in that space. And if you're a niche player in that space, having that chance. That's why I love, I love the idea of what Shriver is trying to do, but the question is, do they have enough money to do it They got a Shriver's a VR company, for those of you guys who don't know it, but when they got to go and compete with Facebook, I don't know, when Facebook decides they want to jump in that space, how does that play into it, or do they hopefully get bought out from a company like that? So technology in sports, technology's evolution has gone from technology first for the everyday person, to try and that arms race to get technology for the everyday person, and now is beginning to move into niche areas where, okay, I'm a consumer of sports and I have sports things that I'm doing. How can we get technology companies to address our needs? Because we have a $1 billion market over here. We may not have a $1 trillion market, but we have a $10 billion market, and who wants to grab some of that?
Yeah, and, you know, if you are a niche content provider, you better really be good at your niche, because everything is a micro niche within a niche. And we talked about it yesterday off the air on the phone. You know, the Giants probably have about 7-8 writers that follow their team around every single day. So if you're going to be someone who produces New York Giants football content, you better really be good at it, because there's a lot of competition. One team blog, Ohio State Buckeyes, for example, could have 20 bloggers out there covering this team every inch, every move, every news. And that is where, you know, the content is really going towards niche. Everything is micro-niched and niche within the niche. So that about covers all the topics we have for today. I know, Instagram stories is another thing we can touch base on tomorrow. I have some good stuff coming up on the Olympics. We have our Dan Marino exclusive live interview tomorrow, and then the Giants Dolphins, and then we kick off the second part of the Lexus Roadshow training camp tour. Anything else you want to get out there, Dave?
What, going back to what you said real quick, because I know there's a couple minutes and I'll steal it, but the Twitter moments, I wonder if that's a attempt to compete with Snapchat and Facebook's Instagram stories, because obviously Twitter's one of the biggest things that I use for what I do, but I use Instagram for, you know, we do those crazy highlights for all the high school kids, and we put one out basically almost every single day, and everybody loves it. But each platform has a different kind of focus, and I feel like Twitter, Facebook, and Snapchat are three groups that are trying to come out with new products all the time to counteract the other people, you know? So I think that's Twitter's reaction to it. My question is, you know, I guess it doesn't cost a lot of dollars to do it, because, you know, these tech guys can knock things out pretty quickly. But how, you know, where do they get their focus, and how much of it is successful? Because I think a lot of it is just throwing it against a wall, and once you have all that VC dollars, which is nice, you can do all kinds of things. One other thing, I saw you post about live.me, or however, I guess you call it live.me, right? I already started experimenting with live.me a few days ago, and I saw that it's one of the fastest climbing live platforms. So, it's incredible that another platform could come in there and actually is almost immediately competing, and it is focused so much to the, like, I would say 16 to 25 year old age group, that it's mind boggling, and it's people, basically it's encouraging people to make themselves famous, and that's basically their whole MO. It's like taking like YouTube and saying this is YouTube but live.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was very intrigued. Is the website live.me? Because every time I try to access it, it's not coming up for me, so I wasn't sure what the deal was with that.
It's not a website. It's a app. So
okay.
Live.me,
gotcha.
Is an app. Yeah, that's probably why you can't get it. You go to your iTunes or whatever you have, and download live.me. And, you know, how I find these things is when I go to iTunes, and I look up the most downloaded apps, right? Like Pokemon was like dominating, you know, in that platform, right? But Live.me, I never even saw it, I think, a year ago. And now it's like, I think, 30-something in the top apps. So it's downloaded apps. So it is climbing. And there are people that have literally hundreds of thousands of followers already on there. So the fact that I'm beginning to move to that platform, I'm actually a laggard. I don't know how the kids know about this stuff before we do, but they do. And that's becoming a heavily used platform. Interesting.
Incredible. Incredible. Well, there you have it. If you liked what you just heard, click subscribe. We're back here every weekday at noon Eastern time talking sports and technology. You can follow the Sports Tech Guys here on Blog Talk Radio. Of course, we're always streaming on Periscope, Twitter, Facebook Live. We have the Facebook group, the Twitter account, website coming soon, and great promo code for the NUCSportsMag.com, NFLDraftBible.com. If you want to check out and upgrade our premium content, we have a cool promo code, FOOTBALL2016. That's FOOTBALL2016. You will receive 50% discount for life. So go unlock the magic. Become a disciple today. NFLDraftBible.com, NUCSports.com. And if you want to follow all the latest news we do, we always put it out there in the Twitterverse, at NUC Sports, at NUC Football, at NFL Draft Bible. Can't stop, won't stop. Dave, we'll catch you tomorrow, my man.
You got it, brother. Have a great day.
Till the next time, everybody.